Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
What's good? Welcome back to another episode. This is episode 2 of Nerd yes. Talk.
Yes, it is.
With Malcolm and Eli. We are here with you guys in the building. We so appreciate all of the good love that we got from the first episode. So yes. We are dedicated to keep this going. This time we have topics.
Yes, we do.
Right?
We have it in agenda. We have it in order.
Yes.
All like that good stuff.
We figured it out. We got some stuff. And all as always, if you have topics you want us to discuss, leave it in the comments below. We'll get to them, hopefully, because like some of those things y'all were talking about in the comments, I was like, yo, this is some dope
right,
stuff.
Right,
we
right.
can talk about this. Yes. This is actually cool. So how was your week?
My week was good. I just came back from North Carolina because we had a family reunion.
Yes, yes.
That was great. North Carolina is a lot of farms and lands.
A lot of walking. You didn't like that?
No. I didn't do a lot of walking, but I just don't like... I'm a city boy.
Got you.
I'm a city boy.
Gotcha.
The farm was kind of crazy, but for people who live like that, props to you.
Got you.
Give you respect.
Okay. So, I had a cool week. You know, I do 2 shows a week.
Right.
With our dad.
Right.
He's a lot. You know, so I'm tired. Yes, you know what I'm saying? And your nephew, he's a lot as well. Yes. I'm tired.
Yes.
But, you know, we got to keep it going. And Nerd Talk, these type of topics where, you know, I get to release. You know, it's not doom and gloom all the time. So I appreciate that as well. It's not as serious, you know, as global politics and sports. It's even lighter than sports.
Now, I will admit, some of you fan bases are kind of crazy out there. And
I'm scared.
Yeah. Don't listen.
I'm scared.
You can't shoot the messengers. Okay.
Yes,
we're just trying to do our best.
Yeah, like how you don't know about whoa.
Yeah. Right. Well, we'll get to it when we get to it, okay?
Whoa. Sorry.
Some of y'all be insane.
Yeah. So first news, breaking news, this happened like last week or early the week. The WWE UFC merger. That like I think that the parent company of UFC bought the WWE for like a $21 billion deal. That's nuts. WrestleMania happened. Did you watch it?
I saw the highlights of it. They broke it down into 2 days.
Why did they do that? I don't like that.
Because of COVID. They started that because of COVID. Because I guess
I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like that. WrestleMania is supposed to be the event. It's supposed to be the Super Bowl of wrestling.
Because now you got to pick and choose what event you want to go to.
Yeah, that's corny. That's corny.
But I heard the first night was better than the second night. Sami Zayn and KO beat the Uso brothers for the tag team championships. Everybody was about that storyline.
They were upset about that? No,
they was happy about it because everybody's trying to knock off the Tribal Chief and the Uso brothers.
Tribal Chief meaning Roman Reigns. Yes. He won. People didn't like that.
Yeah, people did not like
People
wanted Cody Rhodes to win. I even wanted Cody Rhodes to win.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was a perfect storyline for the perfect setup for the upset. Like Daniel Bryan's beat Triple H earlier that night, and then he beat Randy Orton and Batista in New Orleans. And that was a great miracle, you know. But then again, this is the Tribal Chief. You got Paul Heyman. You got a lot of too many factors. He needs a lot more back. I'm talking about Cody Rhodes if he wants to pull this off.
I would have thought that would have been a great push for him.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I like Cody Rhodes. He's been doing a lot more interviews lately. I like the fact that wrestlers in WWE are doing way more interviews. Like, they're becoming way more personable.
Personally,
And I think even them joining like the like a how like they had like a really big WrestleMania event on ESPN.
Right.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when I was growing up, when I was younger, like wrestlers, like and they stayed in character. I really thought they were those characters. Right, like I thought, like Undertaker's home was a casket. Yeah, like I thought, like exactly. he really went
in the middle
home.
Of the desert.
Yeah. In Dead Valley. Right, like, I was snap. You know what I'm saying? So when now, like you just see them on interviews and they just talking about like what's happening, like a regular storyline in like.
Yeah, and the soap opera.
It's soap opera. Yeah, or even just like they give like breakdowns of what happened, like, you know, NFL game or NBA game.
Right.
I think that's interesting. Great move.
And then they still can play that character and be like, yo, I still don't like X, Y, and Z.
I think it's
in
great.
In the middle of the interview.
Yeah.
Because there's sometimes where like, I'm like, oh, no, they really don't like
you. No, you got to, I know people like they hate wrestling, but I think. The talent it takes to improvise what's happening on the spot. Right. Because I was watching, I think it was Undertaker. He was interviewing and he said that he didn't know he was going to actually lose to Brock Lesnar when they ended the streak until he like walked in. Wow. So you have to know these things.
Yeah.
Before you walk in. As it's happening in the match, you have to be able to play off. And sometimes you really don't like that other person, but I got to make this work.
And I had just said the other day, talking to Freddie about it, because I said, I didn't know that the Edge, Vince McMahon was going to put Edge over The Undertaker back in 2007, back at the WrestleMania when he had the...
I'd have been pissed.
Right. But he was like, because obviously Undertaker had been wanting that streak to end a long time ago. So Undertaker was cool with it, but Edge was like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm keeping that streak alive.
Okay.
Because he was going to push Edge over, and we all would have been pissed, but it would have worked because he's the mega heel besides Randy Orton at the time. But Edge was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not ruining this. Even I appreciate it. I'm not ending this one. So stuff like that. And then even stuff like the Rock and John Cena back in 2018, 2017, they really didn't like each other.
Yeah, so they really didn't like each other, but they worked together because The Rock was talking. He said that they didn't know how to play the match, right? Mm. So they said that John was getting like a lot of noise and crowds. Yeah. He said like he in the middle of the match, he said, "Okay, I'm gonna be the heel. Like I'm gonna be like the bad guy in this match." I'm like, so they had to do that again on the spot.
Yeah,
I think that's fire.
Even the point where like when it got real personal was where The Rock had written a piece of his script on the arm, and somebody had told John like, "Yo, does he have a piece of his promo on his arm? Like he don't know what the heck he's about to say." And John peeped that. He's like, "I got you," and exposed him on Monday Night Raw. Like at least I don't like he just put him on. And to a point, John like I think. Rock was really pissed. Like, Dwayne Johnson was like, yo, what the... he got pissed. Because we was all like, oh!
That's crazy.
And then you can kind of see it. It was like, oh, no, he does have reasons.
That's crazy. Nah.
So, my question is with the... Back to the deal real quick.
Yeah.
My question is, how is the UFC going to do that? Because the UFC is real. Like, the way that they promote is real... These are real fighters. This is not fake.
I don't know. But I think... I don't know.
Because if they can go back to somewhat of the Attitude Era slash, like...
Hopefully. What are you talking about WWE?
Yeah.
Yes, hopefully. Because they got way too...
They got way too PG and way too...
It was nasty.
Kids-like, and it's just like...
Yeah, it was gross. Like, how they just went totally one way.
I'm cool with still keeping it, like, fake.
It'd be cool with some actual mergers because there's some wrestlers who are actually about that.
Right.
So they could probably go to the UFC, like Brock Lesnar did.
Exactly.
CM Punk did. Like, I think that'd be cool.
I just need
video games.
Yeah, the video games be lit. Mm-hmm. I would like that. It would be, like, UFC versus WWE and still, like, on some Mortal Kombat.
Right. Video games? Yeah. Like, who knows?
So, I just needed to be more, a little bit more back in the old days.
Yeah.
So that peak between, like, 1990s and the early 2000s was amazing.
I'll say SmackDown versus Raw 2007. I think that was a peak.
Even though,
you know, the 2K23 WWE... It's gotten really good reviews. The video game,
really,
really good reviews.
Like the last three was just like
terrible. Yes, but I had my opinion on video games in general.
I feel you.
But the last one, it got really good reviews lately.
Okay.
So dope. Okay. Cool. So somebody in the comments last week, they wanted us to talk about the best vampire series or movies. I love vampire like lore.
Yeah. He's a vampire.
Except for Twilight, that was trash. But like other than that, like the originals, I love that show.
Right.
Like that is, I think that's probably the best one. Like that universe, Vampire Diaries.
That one to me is the best one. Even Vampire Diaries, just
fire.
The way that they set that up.
Fire. And I'm a big history buff. Like people who know, I got my degree in history. So anytime a movie, and this is beyond vampire stuff, if it just has like a deep lore, like backstory, I'm into it.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Some people are going to say Blade, that franchise. Because it was iconic for its time.
I guess.
I'm trying to think of Underworld.
Underworld was fire.
Yeah.
So, okay. It's five movies.
Right.
First three movies were great.
I remember because me and you used to watch a little piece of it together.
Last two movies, I think it just got too, like, futuristic. I didn't like it. They started, like, really, really, overpowering people. It got corny. But the first one, I thought was dope.
Okay.
Second one, I think it built off of, the backstory. It built off the first one. And then the third one was actually a prequel. Again, I like backstory. I just thought it was really, really cool.
Right. So where did they lose you in the fourth
movie? So the fourth movie was a continuation from the second movie.
Okay.
Technically.
Okay.
And it was based like mad long into the future. The original actor who played Michael, he wasn't in there. It was like flashes. He wasn't in the movie. So they tried to like work around that. She had an unexplained daughter. It was like, what the hell? Yeah, what's going on? Spoiler alert. And that's another thing too. I'm sorry, guys. We're talking about very old movies at this point.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if you haven't watched
seen them.
Yeah.
But spoiler alert.
Yeah.
If you didn't see them. But and then the final movie after that was even worse because where's the daughter now? Like she's not even here. It was worse. Yeah. It was bad. So
I'm trying to think of some other franchises. By the way, I saw somebody on TikTok saying who wins in a fight between the Michelsons and the what's the Twilight's family last name?
The Cullens.
Yeah. It's not even close.
Don't even play me like
that. I saw that, and I just had to mention that on here because we're talking about vampires.
Don't even play me like that.
It's the Michelsons.
And Elijah Michelson.
That one and my favorite. God damn it. Give me a second.
Who are you talking about?
The one who's a hybrid.
Klaus,
thank you.
Oh, yeah,
Klaus would have destroyed that whole entire family.
Yeah, by himself. Yeah. Facts.
Not even close, okay.
So, there's another series that had potential. They just kind of lost me at the end.
True Blood,
yes.
People was watching True Blood.
Yeah, I used to really dig that show, and then they just lost me, man. Yeah. Like,
Halfway through.
Yeah, because, I think
season four? Because season four, once you get to, like, the first... And the TV show,
it probably was the
first three seasons can hold it down.
It probably was season.
And then when it gets to season four,
every show around season four, it's just
like, we're kind of running out of ideas. Now we're just
because season four, again, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen True Blood, which is 10 years old, you know what I'm saying? Right. But spoiler alert, everybody had powers, and then, like, the witches got super strong, what are we doing here?
Same thing with the original.
Season four.
It was just like, okay, wait, so now we're giving Marcel
I hated that.
All the power?
I hated that. And did I tell you, like, I went in the comments, like, I watched a clip from that season. Mm-hmm. People hated that.
Oh, okay.
People hated that she gave Marcel all those powers, and he was stronger than Elijah.
And now they all can't be together because they do.
It was corny. It got corny. Yeah. I didn't like that.
No, but the winner is the original
slash, by far. Slash Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries, yes.
And with the title Vampire Diaries for all my... Manly men out here, it's fire. Still watch it.
Yeah.
It was fire.
They lost me. I'm not going to hold you. Probably once they gave Elaine powers. Like when she became a vampire.
I didn't like that either. Like, why do that?
I was like, okay. No, it was cool because I wanted to see how she was going to be. I thought she was either. Because either, look, you're either going to be a good vampire or you're just going to be a ruthless one. Like Caroline, when she lost her mom, she became a ruthless vampire.
Yeah.
I like that because we hadn't seen that yet. Yeah. She was just trying to control her powers from when Damon turned her into a vampire. Also, by the way, I did not know in the first two seasons they were going to kill her off.
Yeah, so usually it's, I like those kind of backstories when we talk about just TV shows when like a supporting character goes over on the crowd, like people just really like them, like, yo, like I really, and they just kind of keep on, and you can kind of tell when that happens.
Because when I was rewatching, I'm like, oh no, Damien was gonna kill her like in the first 6 episodes.
Yeah.
But then over time, because the crowd
liked people just kind of liked it, and they just like, oh, okay.
Also, too, with the 3 girls, Bonnie, Caroline, and Elaine, you needed 1 human, 1 vampire, 1 witch.
Yes.
To balance it out,
yes. Yes, a good point.
But, they lost me when they gave Elaine powers. She was a terrible vampire, by the way. And it's weird, because it was bugging me out, because she's playing Catherine, too.
That was fire.
So I'm like, yo, you can't.
Yeah, that was fire.
How can you kill her as Catherine?
She's playing another character.
And you're playing just another vampire, and you suck at this one.
Yeah, that was fire. She was great at that one.
Bro, it was bugging me out. But no question.
Speaking on TV, right? So, because you are watching, we didn't have this on the list, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. All American.
Yes.
Right? I always think it's funny when, say it's a couple in a show.
Right.
And it's another person on the show, but one of the people actually start a relationship with somebody on the show, and they try to do like the most to kind of make sense of why they need to break up now because they're actual couple.
Yeah, sort of like with.
So it happened in Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, with Damon and
Elena. It happened with Damon and Elena. It happened in Teen Wolf. Did you watch Teen Wolf?
I would glimpse over it.
Wasn't bad. And then it got stupid in season three. It got stupid in season three. But same thing happened there as well. Because I'm just like, what the hell? This don't even make sense. And come to find out they were actual couple.
Yeah, they do that
a lot.
They do that a lot. They need to... I don't know. Because at one point... Same thing with Riverdale, by the way.
Actually, I didn't watch Riverdale.
Cole Sprouse and one of the main lead female characters, they were also a thing.
See?
But it makes it awkward now, because now it's like, as a director, I gotta either break them up, because they've really broken up in real life, or do I keep them together, like Elaine and Damon, and they were just like, yo, we don't even, like, we rock with each other, but we're not rocking each other emotionally, so now we gotta flip it back on.
Yep.
Now all that old broke up stuff, because now it bleeds over to real life.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, I can see the pain in her eyes.
Yeah, interesting.
And it's just like, so maybe I should stop doing that.
What about Twilight? Didn't they date?
They did.
But they were good, I think, the entirety of like those movies.
No.
She cheated. But that was on her own movie. Like that was with
Well, I heard that she cheated on him with the director.
Of the other movie she was doing.
Okay. So it wasn't Twilight. It wasn't Twilight. Because I was about to say, whoa.
Because that'd been crazy.
Messing. Come on.
Hold it down. Wait till the movie's over.
Right. To break up.
Hold it down.
Okay,
so another debate that we saw in the comments of our last episode was... No, was this another... Did we see this? American Dad versus Family Guy?
I mentioned it.
I mentioned this.
Because I once again saw it on TikTok, because it had... Just 3 families. They had American Dad, Stan, Francine, Steve, Haley.
And Roger?
Roger wasn't in.
Oh, okay.
It had Peter Griffin, Lois.
Chris,
Meg, Stewie. Then it had Summer,
And Rick and Morty?
Right, from Rick and Morty. That family. Without Rick and his gadgets, without Roger and his alien, and without Brian and the dog, who wins in the family fight?
Who wins? Okay.
Like in a let's just say
Battle Royale.
Who wins?
I think Family Guy wins.
Yeah.
I watched episodes
where they all fight.
They get busy.
Yeah, because Steve can't fight.
Nope. Francine can't fight.
Stan's gonna hand his own because he's a CIA agent.
He gets busy.
And Haley's too high on.
Yeah. No. And then Morty can't. He don't got hands.
No. That's why he uses the gadgets. Yeah,
he don't got hands.
Summer, I've seen her get dirty because the episode where they plan to turn into.
Yes. They went to the apocalyptic. Yes. That's a good episode.
She survived that, so I know. Beth can if her back's against the wall, but I still don't think. I still think Lois can take her.
Yes. Yeah.
And overall, and then.
Family.
Yeah.
So, but all right. So now, just in terms of shows, which one are you picking? Family Guy, American Dad.
It's honestly between American Dad and Rick and Morty. And I'm probably gonna say American Dad off of how funny it is.
I would too.
Now, I love Rick and Morty because it can do funny, but they most likely do philosophical. Thank you. Stuff to where it bleeds, like, you know, it makes you think more.
So I give the edge to American Dad, one, because they have more episodes.
They do.
Right? They have way more episodes, and I feel like they do more with less. I feel like so much time goes into a Rick and Morty season.
Yeah.
Which is great. I appreciate it. I love Rick and Morty.
They're trying to please the fans as much as possible. American Dad ain't trying to do that.
American Dad has been... I watched a Family Guy episode the other day. It was funny, but I think American Dad has been beating them for like the last decade.
Yeah, absolutely. Because of the cutscenes.
Yeah.
Way too many cutscenes. Cause like from you Family said, Guy, yeah. Cause Malcolm used to tell me like, yo, go back and rewatch the earlier seasons. They used to just do punchlines.
Yeah.
And then it would be like a few cutscenes, but then over time, over the last like a day, everything they say now is turned into cutscenes.
Everything.
Cause they milked it. I mean, they made money off of it. Where American Dad is a lot of punchlines. And just a lot of...
The storylines per episode, I think, are better.
Right. And by the way, y'all know the conspiracy with family. I mean, with American Dad anyway.
No, so. Explain it.
Oh, so there's a few of them, but the big one, the two big ones is after that Christmas episode where they had the apocalypse episode where Stan was trying to save Francine.
Right.
And... they both died, and then when he walks through that door, it just reboots to the beginning of the episode where they was putting up the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And that theory, he dies where he can control...
What is happening. That's why...
Where you see in the future episodes, he kind of can just do whatever he wants with no consequences.
Ah.
Right? Or if it does have consequences, he can just kind of make it seem like it was just a part of the whole scheme.
Ah.
Like the hot tub episode. Like, he dies in that one, but, you know, he still has main control over it.
Oh, interesting.
The other one, too, is it's a simulation world in Stewie's head, in his helmet thing.
Oh, and then Castan was in that one.
Castan was in that one where Brian and Stewie was trying to... where they found the cure for cancer, and then Stan's boss and Stan both walked in on them and was like... and then Brian asked him... who's Stan's boss again?
Stan's boss is Bullock.
Bullock.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, why you had the cure to cancer? He's like, yeah, we've been had it, but we're not going to give it to them. We, as America, run better off of finding the cure than actually having it.
Interesting. Never thought about
that. And then he pops off his helmet and was like, whoa. So then that's the theory where Stewie kind of controls the episodes on how he wants them to go.
Oh, okay.
Those are the two big ones.
I gotta look into those.
So
that makes me watch the episodes differently. Yeah. Right. Okay.
And then like the fight with Santa, he would lose that fight, but Stan knew how to just manipulate it into where the Smiths win.
Okay.
All those fights and whatnot.
Did not think about that.
So
check that out. Check those out.
Yeah.
So this week, the Blue Beetle trailer came out.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm not gonna hold you.
That was impressive.
It looked really good. So Blue Beetle is a DC.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Character, DC, is that a part of their new universe?
Kind of
has to be, right?
Yeah. It's a part of their new universe. Based on what I know, because I know a little bit about Blue Beetle from like Young Justice and like all these other animation shows. It's sort of like the origin of Ben 10, where he finds the a Blue Beetle and it automatically attaches to him, and then he tries to get it off. And then him and the Blue Beetle had to figure out a way to...
like work together.
Work together, right.
Okay. It looked good, though. I was actually, like, impressed with that. Because I had, like, no intentions of seeing it prior to. Yeah. I was like, who the hell is Blue Beetle?
Right.
I didn't really, like, grow up on him. But looks good.
Yes.
Going to check it out.
Based off of a Hispanic heritage and whatnot, yeah.
Yeah, I saw George Lopez in the trailer.
Yes.
So it looks cool.
They got
cool.
The kid from Cobra Kai to play the main character.
Yes.
Jaime. That's his name in the movie. And by the way, I'm mentioning this because last time when I watched Logan, the movie, I didn't know that she was, in the comic books, his daughter was Mexican. Like,
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So, because I was like, I was saying the whole time, why was she speaking Spanish?
Yes.
But apparently, in the comic book, she was Spanish. So, yeah, just to clear your point. Yeah, but no, it looked great. I'm excited about it. And once again, James Gunn is, I'm giving him benefit of the doubt, like I said last week.
So you know the guy who played, I think, Crossbones in MCU, he's going to DC now to work with James Gunn.
Okay.
And people are speculating, like, who he's going to be. Some people saying Batman.
Okay.
I think he would be a cool Batman. The guy who played Crossbones, he was actually pretty cool.
I think I can see him playing Deathstroke if they wanted to bring Deathstroke back.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because I know one of the other actors who've been... he was in Spider-Man 1, like, with Tobey Maguire. He was Flash. That big bully.
Oh, he was going to play Deathstroke.
Yeah, he was playing Deathstroke in the Lex Luthor Superman movie.
I didn't know that.
But I could also see him playing Deathstroke. That was just the first thing that came to my mind.
Oh, okay.
But I'm excited. I mean, I'm assuming James Gunn is going to steal a few of those MC
he should.
Actors because they're so close
yes,
to him.
Yes, he should. So, so that came up. The Secret Invasion trailer.
Yes.
That dropped. That looks really good.
It does look good.
It feels like Captain America Winter Soldier, because I think that was one of my favorite MCU movies. Just like without all the superhero stuff, like that was just a gritty, just good, like detective kind of style, espionage.
He was also an instant kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
I thought that was fire. So the Secret Invasion looks fire.
Yeah, I'm glad to see Samuel Jackson. I'm glad to see Emily Clark.
Yes, from Game of Thrones. Oh, when that comes back,
amazing!
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
By the way, if you're Team Green, don't talk to me.
Facts.
Don't talk to me.
Facts. I can't wait for that comeback.
Yeah, but they have.
So you know the theory is that every time we've seen Samuel Jackson in the show, that's not been him, it's been a Skrull.
Yeah.
Like, every single time. Because
he's been up in space.
They said he's been up there for mad long. Yeah. Like
that's why when we was watching Spider-Man, No Way Home, or Far Away From Home.
Yeah.
The second one, he got like, real aggressive with Peter.
Yeah.
It was just like, yo, that... And it went over my head until the end, and then he just turned into Skrull.
They said he's been a Skrull for mad long. Like, that's one of the rumors. That's one of the things. So, they said the first time he left, because he left in Winter Soldier.
He did?
He did? Yes.
Oh.
They're saying that he's been a Skrull since then. Like, he actually left.
Oh, so does that... Okay, because my thing is... Oh, that would explain the Captain Marvel connection.
Yeah.
Her and the Skrulls are kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, gotcha. Okay.
So that one
makes a lot of sense.
They saying Rhodey,
yes,
War Machine. They say he might be a Skrull. He might have been a Skrull the whole time.
Okay.
I'm interested to see that
because I know that they turned his series into a movie.
Yes.
It was gonna be a series. Now they turned it into
which
a movie.
I'm excited about. Because that has a lot of implications on the MCU at large. Meaning they're gonna be fighting over the Eternal that was bursting out of the Earth.
That's right.
And apparently that metal is adamantium, which is the metal from Wolverine.
Yes. I will watch Secret Invasions.
No, I'm
definitely gonna watch it.
Because right now it's kind of a dead time between shows. Like nothing's on right now.
Yeah.
And yesterday was the Star Wars celebration, so they announced a lot of their shows that's coming out.
A new movie's coming out.
New movies as well.
Right.
Just projects in general. Speaking of Star Wars, they showed the Ahsoka trailer. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Do you know who Ahsoka is?
I feel like the name sounds familiar.
So Ahsoka was Anakin Skywalker's apprentice.
Okay, yes.
She left the Jedi Order. Yes. She has the white lightsabers.
Right. Because she was in like Clone Wars.
Yes.
Like an animated series.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, she has her own series. That looks really, really good.
Okay.
They announced, I think, 3 new Star Wars movies.
Okay.
Daisy Ridley from the past,
she's coming back
for a movie. And it's supposed to be set 15 years after... The Rise of Skywalker.
Gotcha.
I think they only announced her. I want to see if they announced John Boyega to come back as Finn, because I think just movie runners. They fumbled the bag with that one. Right, he was supposed to be a Jedi, and they did not make him a Jedi. That was trash.
Gosh.
He'd have been Black Jedi, ex-Stormtrooper turned Jedi, and they kept hinting at he had some like Force abilities, but they just never really just, you know, pulled the plug on it, and they never, pulled the trigger on it. So I thought that was whack. So I'm excited to see that.
What are your expectations with this franchise so far?
Bro, I have no idea. I never know. They have a show coming out called The Acolyte, and it's supposed to be based on the dark side of the Force. I want to see that.
Is it going to be on Disney Plus?
That's going to be on Disney Plus. Okay. That's a show coming out. Looks fire. I want to see that.
If you're going to do that, you got to make it gory, Disney.
But here's the thing. Again, I like backstory. I like lore.
Yeah.
They keep talking about the same thing. They have their movies, right? They have the first six movies, right? And now nine. They keep trying to fill in every show between every one of these movies.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. Happened between the first and the second movie. One happened between the second and third movie. That happening. Like, that's all they're doing. Right. And I haven't seen an original idea. Because even the sequels, movies 7, 8, and 9, they kept trying to please the people from the first movie. Right. Like, they keep trying to throw in, like, fan service. There was no real story and universe building, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Right? So, there's a movie coming out called early title called The Dawn of the Jedi. It's supposed to be about, like, the first Jedi. Got so that's thousands and thousands of years. I don't want to hear the name Skywalker at all.
I better not hear it.
They better not even throw a vision of Skywalker in it. Like, I don't want to hear it.
Very true.
Like, it be its own thing.
I'm trying to think. So, okay. Did they announce a second season for Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No.
Damn.
They shouldn't. That was a one-off story.
Oh, okay.
It was a one-off story. They shouldn't. They continue to retcon their own stuff.
But the way it ended, wasn't it supposed to be like a continue? Like, it wasn't good.
We know what happens after we know what happens.
Because
if they do another season, then they're gonna have the impulse to have another Darth Vader fight in there.
Right.
And they did not have that fight in there.
Right. That's true. That is really true.
Okay, like, they're ruining their own stuff. Yeah. Don't do it. I don't think they should.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I remember what was going to happen. If you're going to do the dark side story, I'm fine with that. I'll watch it too. But don't be blurring out gory stuff, because they did that with Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of gore in it, but then they came back and was like, it's too gory. We got to blur it out.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, because Winter Soldier.
Also, that's why you made the whole kids account. And the mature account.
You think they should do like two versions?
Yeah, because that's what they did with the Netflix series.
Right.
When they purchased, because all those shows are gory and very violent.
Yeah, smart.
They
made
a mature account. They're like, you need to re-sign up and make this 18 and older account.
That's right.
And then make a little kid's account. Your kids can stay on this account.
Oh, that's just interesting.
The adults are here. Don't mess that up. I'll be backtracking.
And for Star Wars fans, the series I would love, or just a movie or something, would be for Darth Sidious' master, Plagueis.
Oh,
I would love to learn about him, or to even see him on screen. Somehow.
And how he turned his protege into...
Yeah, because what the interesting thing to me about the dark side of the Force is, because if you watch episode one, right? And Qui-Gon was just like, yo, I fought Dark Side user. I think he was a Sith. It was like, it's been no Sith for 1,000 years.
Right.
So the fact that they were able to operate in secret for 1,000 years still get theirs
that's a good point.
It's interesting. How were they able to do that?
Yeah. That's a good point. You got to break that down.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a good show. They need to hire me, man. I need to stop playing. I could give them some ideas, bro.
Man.
So, Star Wars Celebration. Keep track with that.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Yes,
that trailer came out. It looks amazing.
I thought so too.
Also, if you pay attention to the trailer, he mentions Doctor Strange and Spider-Man
from the MCU. But
he didn't use the
616.
He used 1999.
But that's because one of the directors from that, I think Kevin Feige, called it Universe 1999. So I think that's what they use it from. But I don't, I'm not sure how the hell it connects. Why do we call it 616? Why don't they? Or if it's even right to call it 616?
Right. Because what I heard was,
and we're talking about the multiverse. And,
of the Marvel. What I heard was Kevin Feige was just lying to us. Like, he made up that number.
Yeah.
When it's really 19999. So I'm excited about it. It looks like it's gonna be Miles versus Spider-Man.
2099.
Yes. Which is an anti, you know, it's gonna be a protagonist. And
this is part one of two.
This is part one of two. Yeah. Right. Because this, I forgot they're coming out with another
part. They're coming out with another one next year.
So it's probably gonna leave us with a cliffhanger where 299 has the upper hand.
Mm-hmm. Because I want to know if you watch the trailer. It said that Miles, he wasn't like let into that League of Spider-Men,
right.
And it was like, why is that? Because he's black. Right, you know what I'm saying? Because he's black.
Yeah. Because the other Peter that he met, he bumped into, mm-hmm. knew about it.
Yeah.
And so did Gwen. And then so they all had their own little moment. The fact that they all running after him, and the fact that they were all confused, like, wait, which Spider-Man are we talking about?
I think that's fine. I think that's going to look really, really good. I'm excited for the little Easter eggs in the show.
By the way, it might tease into Spider-Man 2, the video game. Because they did put Spider-Man PS4 in that.
Yeah, he's in that game, yes.
He's in that movie.
Oh. And I heard Tom Holland is in that as well.
Yes, so they showed the UK version of the trailer. They put all three of the other Spider-Mans in it.
Oh.
Toby, Andrew, and Tom Holland. Because the movie comes out June 2nd, so they might, after that, lead into the trailer of Spider-Man 2 around that time. And it might connect. What else do I have to say? No, I'm excited. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That looks good.
It looks great.
All right. The Joker 2.
Yeah, so they've been taking some pictures around New York City.
Around the Bronx.
But yeah. What was I going to say? They've been doing that. They've been showing a lot of the pictures of Lady Gaga
as Harley Quinn. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm not excited about this movie.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I kind of am.
Why? It looks corny now. Like, you made it into a musical.
No, that's just a rumor. They haven't confirmed.
Okay.
That all the way.
Because even if you do make it into a musical, because Harley Quinn Lady Gaga can sing, obviously.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's supposed to, like, really dive deep into their, like, psychosis, because they're both crazy. Right, and if they're seeing a musical around them when it's not really a musical happening, so they're going crazy.
Right.
That'd be interesting, but it just looks like... I don't know if I like Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
Oh, no. I agree. Because if it was up to me, I would trade out... I would just flip the two of them. So I would put Jared Leto and Lady Gaga together and give me Margot Robbie... And be that Harley Quinn with Joaquin Phoenix. Because I like Joaquin Phoenix over Jared Leto. And I like...
Oh, okay. That's what you mean. Yeah.
And I like Margot Robbie.
I like Margot Robbie as well.
Over Lady Gaga.
She's in the new Barbie movie.
You forget about Lady Gaga and Jared Leto. And then just give us Margot Robbie and
I agree. Joaquin Phoenix. Like, I don't see it.
Here's the thing. I like what... See, I trust at this point... Todd Phillips.
Okay, that's fair.
Because he has control over the dark DCU.
Okay,
this isn't going to be his only... Because they gave him his own little... So he'll do a lot more dark. So if he can... Also, too, at this point, they made so much money, they couldn't not do a sequel.
Yeah, yeah.
Because me and you talked about this years ago. Yeah,
that's fine. That's true.
They honestly shouldn't do a sequel.
Yeah.
And leave the first one alone. But they made so much money.
Yeah.
Even to my surprise, I was like, that's too much money to turn down.
Yeah, you're right.
Now,
like, those steps in the Bronx became like a landmark.
Right.
I was driving past it and I saw a tour.
Right.
I was like, what the hell? She throw something at them.
Right.
Keep this real.
Right. Now.
Give you the real experience.
I'm with two things. If you can... Just leave the musical parts to Lady Gaga because she can sing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that and have her, so close, like you said, be a musical in her head.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
Because I saw a piece of the trailer. It looks like Phoenix's persona is going to be, he's going to have three different versions of him chasing after him. Him being Arthur, and then you have... Like another Joker, and then the darker Joker, the one who murders people, chasing after him, and he's trying to escape from them. Multiple
personalities.
Or... Yeah. It'll come to me.
Variants.
Damn it! Give me a second, guys. Hold on. Keep talking,
my okay. Brother. He's panicking. Yeah. Keep talking. Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Because if it's gonna be a musical, I'm fine with it as long as it's just her parts. Don't put all of them. Yeah. Because she can sing. Let her do that thing. And she won an Oscar for that other movie with Bradley Cooper. By the way, this is on the agenda. I did not know Bradley Cooper was the voice of Rocket. That blew
this whole time
my mind.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
This whole time?
I don't know, because they used some audio auto-tune on his voice.
What?
I couldn't hear it. Because I hear him from, like, Hangover, and then I hear him from Rocket. It don't sound the same.
This whole time, you lied?
Vin Diesel I know about. That one I know about.
Which is, like, the biggest waste of money I've heard in my life.
But because everybody was talking about Rocket and how he might die in the third.
I don't think he's going to die. I think they're
he's going to die.
I don't know. I think I think Drax is going to die. And we're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy. I think Drax is going to die. And it's making, every time they make it seem like somebody's going to die, that person does not die.
Right. Yeah, true.
I thought Ant-Man was going to die.
Yeah, true.
And he did.
True.
You get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm going to say. It was another trailer that dropped. Or not trailer. But a story. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter reboot. What do we think?
I heard that JK is still involved with it. She's going to be involved with it.
Okay.
I heard that it's going to be on HBO Max. I do partially agree with you, because the last one, it hasn't even been 10 years since that one came out.
It has been.
When did that last one come out? 2011?
I think 2011.
2011?
Mm-hmm.
I think because I know that the actors are involved with it because they've had so much time away from it. Because remember how you said if they had kept going with the series, they were going to leave. Like, half of them were going to leave because they didn't want to do it anymore.
Here's the thing, because they're going to do it. It's going to be an HBO show.
Show, right.
And they're slating that every season will be a book, will be the entire book.
Okay.
So the first season will be book one.
Right.
Season 2, book 2, like that.
Also, now, I did hear that JK, about Tom Riddle's daughter, that was canon to the main story, so they never did that one, about, like, his daughter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so she did, so maybe she'll do that a part of the reboot, I don't know.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Because because, you know, it's hard to turn a book into a movie. There's a lot of stuff that's left out.
Yeah, left out,
That'd be cool, because a season can really go into...
All the little details.
From book. Because there was mad characters from the books that never even made it on screen.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like, because, like, it's just not enough time.
Yeah.
But I just think it's just too soon.
The timing is anyway.
Yeah, it's just too soon. Okay. Because those 7 movies, there's 8 movies, my mistake, it's 8 movies... hold up very, very well to this day.
Yeah.
The CGI looks great. Right. The story great. Because most of the actors, like 90% of the actors, stayed for all 8 movies. It's fire. So, I think it's too soon. Maybe in another 10 years, right? When Nobu was a little older.
Okay.
To appreciate.
I see.
Because I want to show him the eight movies.
Yeah. But then, because then now you'll be switching back and forth between.
On the show.
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
I don't know if I'm okay with it.
And then, too, we just got the game. So, they probably going to try. That's probably what this was. The game did so well that they were like, all right, well, let's just slide in the reboot.
Okay, but no. And again, why does Hollywood not have any original ideas anymore?
Right.
Reboot? Like, we don't need a reboot.
Yeah, not right now.
Just, the Hogwarts Wizard Kingdom, whatever, that universe has thousands of years they can pull from.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why not attend? Again, I've been wanting a series on... The four founders of Hogwarts.
Yeah.
I've been wanting that. Yes. I'd be fired.
I was doing that in the middle of the video game and was like, I don't know who these four are until,
Exactly. Then the series can end with Slytherin creating the Chamber of Secrets, then leaving. That's in the regular story. Let us see that.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised they got JK to do it, but she said that she didn't want them to mess it up, so...
No, I respect it. That's still her IP.
Yeah, it is.
I don't care how many nerds get upset. Nerds get upset about her stance. On that community.
Damn, what diagnosis does he have? Listen, y'all help me out in the comments.
Bipolar? Is he bipolar?
No, it's weird.
Schizophrenic?
Yeah, thank you. That part. If they can't, if they keep that part of it in. Because what he had. That's why there's two different versions of him in the little New York part of it. Yes, he has that. So if you keep those two separate, have her be Dolly Lolly in a musical and have his go that part,
Anything else?
Nah, I think we're out of here, man.
Okay. So, guys, thank you for joining us again. That was a little better. We had a little bit more agenda, and we had actual topics.
We'll keep it up.
We'll keep this up.
Comment whatever you guys want to talk about.
Whatever you guys want us to talk about, put it in the comment section below, and we will get to it. Like I said, there are more. Shows being announced, there are more movies being announced, more trailers,
video games.
So we're gonna be on that, and we're gonna talk about that, and we will see you guys.
Subscribe
next week. Like, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Follow Eli. His information.
Disabled podcast be in the description below.
Like, share, and subscribe here. Also, we will be putting this audio up on the UrbanX podcast audio as well. So we will see you guys next week.
Peace out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.